My name is Colin Edgar, and I am Glasgow City Council's Head of Communication.
Okay, Colin, this report, the Fatal Accident Inquiry Report, is out today. What's Glasgow City Council's reaction?
Well, this has been a terrible and traumatic time for the families of the people who lost their lives, but also for the other people who were injured or traumatised by this incident. And we hope that the publication of the report today helps them to begin to understand how and why this happened.
What will Glasgow City Council be doing now to make sure that it doesn't employ another person like Harry Clark, who slips through the net clearly with a history of issues?
Well, some of the recommendations are around about recruitment policies and practices, and we'll either implement them or look to see how we go about implementing them. So, for example, the sheriff recommends that you don't employ people until you have taken up a reference, and that seems sensible to us. Slight problem is that some employers won't give you a reference anymore, so we need to work out how we balance those two things. But at the end of the day, we still have a system which is based to an extent on trust. And some of the other recommendations aimed at the DVLA or at the Secretary of State are around about increasing the penalty for telling lies, making it harder to tell lies, I think to try and make it harder for people to slip through the net.
Do you wish in hindsight, does Glasgow City Council wish in hindsight that it had a tougher recruitment process and we wouldn't be here today?
I think we wish very much that Harry Clark had not told the lies he told, which would have precluded him from having a licence and being employed by the council. I think the recommendations that were made today, we will try to implement them. The sheriff didn't find that if we had implemented those recommendations, this could have been stopped. As I say, the system is still based on trust, and I know they're going to try and toughen that up nationally. But it's not clear from the report that there are changes to our recruitment process which we could have made, which would have stopped him from being employed by us. He had already successfully lied to a number of people before he came to the point of being recruited by us.
Is Harry Clark an evil man?
I think that's for other people to say. The sheriff is clear that his behaviour contributed to this. He's caused a great deal of hurt and pain to a great deal of people, including to his own colleagues who thought he was their friend. That's something he's going to have to reflect on and to live with.
Okay, and going back to the recommendations then, one of them was to have this special brake fitted in the future bin lorries. What sort of assurances can you give us on that?
So the inquiry heard some evidence about a collision avoidance system. The inquiry heard that the vehicles we use for refuse collection, at the time they were procured, it wasn't available for those types of vehicles. It's a very new system, and furthermore that it couldn't be retrofitted onto those vehicles. However, we've already started procuring new vehicles for other types of refuse, for food collection, and we are procuring them with the collision avoidance system. And in future, when we procure refuse collection vehicles, if it's possible to have this system fitted, we'll procure it with the system fitted. I think the important thing to remember though is the inquiry didn't hear that if that had been fitted, it would definitely have stopped this from happening. But notwithstanding that, we of course will be following the recommendation that it be fitted where it can be.
Can you give us some assurances that we will not be seeing this huge bin lorry sort of truck in the city centre anymore? Because just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we did see one of these, despite the council saying during the fatal accident inquiry that they would not be in the city centre anymore. What assurances can you give us today, Colin?
The council didn't say during the inquiry that you would not see these vehicles in the city centre. What we said was that some of our crews had been receiving some abuse from members of the public who didn't want to see those vehicles on pedestrian precincts. And of course, this accident didn't happen on a pedestrian precinct. So in order to avoid that happening, not for safety reasons, we had taken those large 20-ton vehicles off of the pedestrian precincts. In terms of the pedestrian precincts, we've been looking recently at whether we can reduce the number of vehicle movements by using smaller 12-ton refuse collection vehicles, which is what you saw in the newspapers. In terms of the routes around about the roadways, not the pedestrianised routes, the sheriff makes two recommendations. One, that we consider whether we can, for the routes between collection points, look for routes which have fewer pedestrians on them to minimise the number of people who would be harmed if something like this happened, and we'll look at that. And he also recommends that we consider periods when it's very, very busy in the city centre and look at alternate collections, and we will of course look at that. However, this is a city. Glasgow is the largest city in Scotland. There is no time when Glasgow city centre is not busy, and in actual fact the route the lorry was on that day, it's not at all clear that there is any alternative route through the city centre which would have had fewer pedestrians on it. And cities generate waste, and that waste needs to be collected and it needs to be disposed of.
And just finally, Colin, will we be seeing these 20 ton refuge trucks on Queen Street again?
It is likely that you will see the large refuse collection vehicles on the public roadway. There is no recommendation to not do that. There was no finding that the normal operation of a refuse collection vehicle is what caused this accident. So it simply is not practical to manage a city the size of Glasgow without using large refuse collection vehicles.
And are you going to be re-looking at the way that you have the risk assessments? Because there was clearly holes in Glasgow City Council's system with regards to that.
There was no finding to that effect in the FAI. The risk assessments were... the evidence which was led by the Health and Safety Executive was that the risk assessments were appropriate, and that they are detailed for the points where the collection takes place, and that the appropriate measure to deal with the risk of driving between collections is that you have drivers who are trained and qualified in dynamic risk assessments. So there is no finding from the Sheriff that there is a fault there, and there is no recommendation to change that.